Jerry Bader Show 954. Near as I can tell, Kent Hall is a retired professor of ornithology, birds, at the University of Wisconsin, Stevens Point. Now, the guy's carrying the signs, the end is near, he's now with them. Life on Earth, as we know it, is going to come to an end because of man-caused global warming. Here is somebody who blindly follows science, who obviously doesn't know the first thing. The first thing about the theory about why allegedly carbon dioxide emissions from man cause global warming. Lowell from Merrill. Lowell, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, the literature I read every day just about now indicates that it hasn't warmed for 17 years and 3 months. Also, they keep talking about extreme weather. The historical record is showing that we are nowhere near having years of extreme weather like has happened in the past, you know, tornadoes and hurricanes and all that kind of stuff. The sea level isn't rising anywhere near as what they claim it would rise. All kinds of things that they're predicting just are not happening. The global ice is at a near record. It's just ridiculous.
Well, it is ridiculous. And you know what I find fascinating, Lowell, as they get called on this, and you mentioned, if you'll pardon the pun, what you mentioned was just the tip of the iceberg, because there has been all sorts of predictions, glacial ice and other things that they've had to back off on that have been absolute fiction. But you notice, Lowell, when they get called on this, what's their response? To just get more shrill and more extreme and fight back even harder.
Yeah, it's like demonization. It's a demonization that they do. Just like the left is now demonizing the Tea Party. I was one of the things that just crossed my mind and not left my mind. But anyway, the email gate. They were caught showing in their own emails that they know that what they're claiming is not happening, that it's not true.
Lowell, can you imagine how the media would have handled those emails if they had come from within the oil company, the oil industry?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Another thing, the IPCC just put out his final draft of his latest latest assessment report. And they've calmed down their predictions like crazy, but you don't see big headlines in the media about that either. They're changing their mind about global warming. Well, they have to. They can't justify what they've been claiming anymore.
Well, but they are, though. That's the thing, Lowell. That's what's absolutely amazing. Thanks a lot for the call. They are trying to. They are. Nope. Pay no attention to this. Look, here's what seems pretty obvious to me. There was a fairly, I would say, moderate to extreme heating period in the 1980s and 90s. The 1988 drought, that was the summer literally from hell. And temperatures did warm into the 90s. I don't think that's an unfair statement. I don't think they warmed as much as some people claim. But if you're going to accept that, and I do, then as a global warming believer, you have to accept that the trend has reversed. Lowell said 17 years. I guess 1998 is the number I always hear, or the year. And now that is 16 years as we get into 2014. But kooks like this guy just keep doing this stuff because they realize no one's believing them anymore. No, really. All right, speaking of believing people, Chris Christie, seemingly the front runner for the Republican nomination for president in 2016, is in a hell of a lot of trouble. He is holding a news conference at 10 o'clock. We're going to pick it up when you come back, or when we get things going here again, at 10:06. And I'm assuming he's going to deny any involvement on the scandal of which he'll speak, and we're going to see if you believe him. It's 9:58.
Jerry Bader Show.